What a blessing it is that we're able to come together this morning to worship the one true and living God. I think worship is available to us in many forms, but congregational worship offers us the reassurance that there are others that believe in the same God that we believe in, and they are willing to come together to offer praise to His worthy name. Reading from Psalm 17, verse 7. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee. I'm sure there are a lot of messages in there. I'd like to just speak for just a moment about one word that's in that verse. And that word is loving kindness. It's not a word that's very often used in today's conversations. And it only appears a limited number of times in the Bible. But that, the word loving kindness, it's not just loving, but loving kindness. And it's not just kindness, but loving kindness. The word that's translated here is loving kindness is translated in other places as love, kindness, goodness, favor, mercy, unfailing love, faithful love, steadfast love, and unfailing kindness. And I think if I had to give it a definition, I would use those last two interpretations, steadfast love and unfailing kindness. And our God is all of those and all of those at the same time. David refers to it in the verse I just read as marvelous loving kindness. And I think you'll agree it truly is marvelous in that our sovereign God set His heart upon His children in election, gave His Son for them, sends His Spirit to indwell them, and bears with them in all their imperfections and shortcomings, so as never to leave His loving kindness from them. The word loving kindness appears 26 times in the Bible. All those occurrences are in the Old Testament. Each time it refers to God's loving kindness. I don't find a place where it refers to man's loving kindness. The word loving kindness does not appear in the New Testament. And that seemed to me to be a bit odd. But if you think about it, God's loving kindness walked the face of the earth in New Testament times. His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, fills every page of the New Testament, fills every page of the Bible. He walked the earth in those times. He was crucified. He rose victor over death, and He ascended to the right hand of God where He sits this morning. What should our response be to God's loving kindness? And I simply looked in the book of Psalms where most of the references to loving kindness occur, and I think I found five responses in the book of Psalms. I'm sure there are many more, but just think for a moment about these five. First, we should think of God's loving kindness continuously, as David did when you read in Psalms 28:3, thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I read something recently that that said that the more we're occupied with God's goodness, His loving kindness, the more careful we will be about our obedience. Just think about that. If we're thinking about God, our natural desires are put aside, and as we think about Him, we concentrate on our obedience to God's word. Second response, it should stimulate us in a spirit of worship. Psalms 63:3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. The third response I found is in Psalms 119:76. God's loving kindness should give us comfort when we're discouraged. And that Psalm 119 reads, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort. Another response, it should be our plea when we pray. This is in Psalms 69:16. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Finally, we should appeal to God's loving kindness when we seek forgiveness. And I found that in Psalms 51, the first verse. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. I guess my prayer today, and I hope your prayer today as well, would be that we will all individually and collectively think continuously and give thanks for God's marvelous loving kindness. Now if you'll bow with me, I'll offer prayer. Father, we're so thankful we have this opportunity to come together in this congregational worship to offer up our prayer of thanksgiving and praise for all thy mercies to us each day. Father, we're thankful for your loving kindness toward us. We're thankful for that we're able to feel your loving kindness in our lives each day. We're thankful that you blessed us with a desire to be here this morning. We're thankful that you blessed us, if we're not deceived, with a love for you and for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for each one who's been mentioned here this morning, those who are going through physical illness. We pray that you would be with their caregivers, that they may, if it be your will, that they may be once again restored to good health. Father, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. Father, we know there's an emptiness in their lives. We just ask that you would look down upon them with mercy. May your very presence fill that emptiness that they now have. Father, we pray that you would be with Brother Marty as he comes before us this morning. We ask that you give him a message that would be uplifting and encouraging to us, but also where necessary would be correcting, that we might become and be better servants of you. Father, we pray for this great country. We pray for those who are in positions of leadership. Father, we ask, if it be your will, that you would give us peace all around, that this country might once again ever look to you for strength and for guidance. Father, we realize that there are many things that we have done that we should not. There are many things that we should do that we fail to do. Father, we just ask that you would be merciful to us. Forgive us of our many sins and transgressions. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.